Right, Sylvia, first of all, thank you so much for taking the time to come and speak with us here on day 4 at Cybos.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking I should have had this done on day 1, not day 4. But I'm going to go home and be lovely.
Well, the way this works is I know very little about hair. I'm starting to get a few things that I'm ingrained now. I feel confident with the combing up and down. And Andrew here is rapidly becoming a bit of an expert in all things fintech, be it trade finance, blockchain, Web3. You're getting kind of a good
selection. Yeah, I'm getting it now, yeah.
You're going to have some really interesting discussions in London with all the bankers sitting there. Yeah. You're going to be like giving
Funny
them
enough,
ideas.
Really strange, I've seen one of my clients here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I was just walking down, and her name's Leia, she works for Bank of America. And we're just walking down, and she's just like, Andrew, what are you doing here? And I was like, weird story, but yeah, I was like, it's really strange.
Wonderful.
The first thing we always ask all our guests, I love this as a question, who are you?
Who am I? Oh, wow. That's a deep question. So I am European. My family background is my dad comes from the Czech Republic. My mom comes from Uruguay in South America, but her ancestors are Italian. My dad's ancestors are French. I was born in Germany and I live in the Netherlands. So I think of myself as quite European, and you know, so I'm European. I'm a mom. I've got 3 children. I'm a wife. I've known my husband for a long time. I originally studied organic chemistry. I actually wanted to be a scientist. I read the book by Yves Curie about Marie Curie, and I thought, wow, what a dedication, what a life in science. So based on that, I went and studied organic chemistry. So what a lot of people don't know about me, if I don't make it in payments, I can always go Breaking Bad.
Oh yeah.
We've got a shed. I know how to cook.
And you're in the Netherlands.
I'm in the Netherlands, right? and I know how to use crypto and everything else to kind of layer and do it, but don't tell anybody.
Yeah.
Have you got that psychopathic tendency of Walter White?
I'm going to be a more gentle madame, I think, in that sense.
That's you know, it's kind of interesting because we've had 4 people now that their background is in chemistry and they've kind of ended up in banking because of it. Do you think there's like
that?
A connection there?
Oh, that's really weird. I don't know. I think more in payments. When you think about chemistry, is very, you know, bringing things together and creating a new solution out of that. Organic chemistry is very much cooking and then coming up with a new molecule. So when you think about payments, it is really bringing all the different things, solutions together, and then creating a new solution. So that may be one side of it. And the other side, if you kind of want to dig into what I wanted to be as a kid, I originally wanted to be a paleontologist, which is, you know, digging for dinosaurs, you too. Okay, and then I kind of got into ancient history. So I wanted to be an archaeologist, but then ended up in chemistry, as I told you. And I recently went to visit Rome, and I was walking through Rome, and when you walk through Rome, you realize how layered Rome is, and that the water actually still flows through the aqueducts that the Romans built. And I thought, damn, I'm still an archaeologist, because you talk to some of these banks and you have to dig through layers and layers and layers and layers of their architecture that they've built on, and then somewhere there's an old IBM mainframe that is still doing the work it was doing in the 70s. So I ended up doing technology archaeology and then bringing something new to that.
That's a kind of a bit of a sick burn to a few banks that you're there. Yeah, I'm not working in, I'm actually an archaeologist. I'm working with this bank here. My God.
Exactly.
Well, let's, obviously now, you're one of the people that I always see at Cybos. I'm like, Sylvia's here, I'll go and say hello, which is always really nice to have that kind of, those sort of human connections.
Yes.
at this event, the sort of tribal element. But going back to obviously some of the work you're doing. Why banking? Why work in within this space here? What is it about your personality that clicks with this?
Yeah, so maybe not so much banking, because I started in payments. Why payments? Why payments? I kind of almost rolled into payments without really understanding I was doing that. I got hired into Chipper, which was the firm here in the Netherlands, which brought out the you know, where you had the wallet on the card, actually. And I thought that was fascinating. I heard about it when I was doing my MBA, and I applied for the job. I never understand why they hired me, because I frankly didn't know anything about it. But then it grabbed me, and I think what grabs me about payments is it's about the human exchange for value. So when you think about, if I want what you have, there are three basic ways that I can get what you have, right? We can get married. Now that's a pretty deep commitment, right? And you can only do that so many times, or it becomes really expensive. But when you think about in history, that's how a lot of families used to get to wealth, right?
Yeah.
Marriage. So marriage is one way. The other way is violence, right? Violence in its many forms. I can wage war to get what you've got. I can steal from you. I can defraud you. Now, again, that's a risky business. You know, it can be me killed. It can destroy the asset that I'm looking for. It can get me into prison. So it's not a very effective way of getting that. The third way is trade. Yeah, and trade, again, what we've developed to be able to trade is money, because otherwise it was quite ineffective. And so to then effectively trade, you need the money to move. And so money makes the world go round, payments makes the money go round. And if we do payments well, and we actually support more trade, this world becomes globally more connected, and I hope ultimately more peaceful. And from that perspective, that's why I'm in payments. I feel like I'm truly can provide something that everybody in the human race uses, that touches our everyday, and that if it's more effective, actually makes people's lives better.
So the more trade, the less violence and less marriages.
I don't know about that.
About marriages.
I'm gonna stay away from that. But I think if I can solve violence,
yeah.
I think that's
there's a step in the right direction.
That's a step in the right direction. So that is quite a kind of far-reaching reason why I'm in payments. But it's just, I find it fun, right? And there's always something new to discover. And then, you know, as I now work for FIS, it's just the broadness of what FIS brings to the space. You know, like the last time I was at Cybos in 2019, I wasn't working for FIS, and just the depth of the conversation that I can have now, the solutions that I can bring to banks and to corporates and to merchants is just so much broader than before. It's you know, I'm really relishing the role.
Now, let's talk a little bit about FIS, because there, as a company, you walk around all the banks out there and you think of the amount of organizations that are working with them. What's it like working for FIS now? What's it like having access to that huge, vast soiree and history of technology?
It's actually quite impressive, right? So I've been at FIS now for a little bit more than 2 years, and I still find out something new every single day. And really where FIS plays is we play such a pivotal role in so many processes like core banking, payments, asset management, merchant acquiring, and where we are adding a lot of value is when we're bringing some of those disparate solutions together and really creating new journeys. So, you know, fascinating discussions around the B2B space and making payments and settlement and reconciliations of those payments more efficient. Virtual cards and what that means both in the B2B space or in the travel space. So just fantastic.
You know what I find fascinating about companies like FIS as an example?
There's nobody like FIS.
Well,
so, oh, I love that.
good, I would good, say good that, plug, wouldn't
good plug.
I?
So Amazon, always says we are always a day one company. We've always got to act as if it's day one, because the second we start thinking that it's day two, then it basically means that our competitors will take us out. And I always think that when there's companies like FIS, and there are new competitors entering the market, if you weren't thinking like a day one company, you would have gone by now. And you've still got that forward thinking there. How does that kind of ripple into the culture?
That's a great question. So when I joined FIS, I was coming from a smaller space, and I thought, this is risque, right? Going into such a large corporation. But what I have found fascinating about FIS is the commitment to innovation and making, taking a new idea and really getting behind that, even as a large company. And our president, Stephanie, is really, really focused on how can we drive that added value by really encouraging those new ideas and not having them die on the vine. And it takes a really creative and focused culture to do that. So that's really, that's empowering, and it's fascinating to be a part of that.
How does that work at, if you're five people, it's super easy because, you can shout at each other you're within shouting distance. How does that work for when you've got many thousands of individuals and different kind of businesses within the main group?
So there's really bringing virtual teams together and saying, this is a solution that we've got, or an idea that we've got for the market. And then getting that support, and it works really well. There's quite a bit of empowerment at the local level to just get going like that.
Great, excellent.
A little bit of spray.
Oh, spraying now. This is. I'll do this for the camera.
Oh God.
Are you gonna spray?
Oh yeah, of course.
I'm a little bit of spray. Just as it is. Don't touch it. Spray from a distance.
Just
do I have a mohawk?
A little bit like that.
I like the trimming you've done.
I haven't trimmed anything. Just style.
You made me nervous there for a second.
Can't believe you opted for blue though. That's a great, that's a bold choice.
Well, it really fits what I'm doing. Hello.
Excellent. I want to talk a little bit about the future. It's kind of the last thing I want to touch on, because we're here at Cybos, we're in the inner tribe.
Let me get out my crystal ball.
Okay, crystal ball is out. Take the cloth off the top of it so we can look into it. What are some of the talking points that you think people are going to be talking about in the future? Because you look back at some of the previous Cybos topics, there's some that are almost exactly the same.
Yes.
There's some new ones that creep in. What are some of the new ones?
ISO 222. I don't think it's a new topic, but it's really come out because we've been away 2 years without being together, is, I think, central bank digital currencies and digital assets. So there's a lot of discussion about that. I think that's a really interesting and very encouraging discussion. The one thing that I would point out is there's a lot of talk about it being faster and it being better and it being cheaper than what we've got today. And what everybody needs to remember is that what we've got today, you've built layers on top of that to deal with the unhappy flow. And that unhappy flow is where margins die if you don't do it effectively, and where also a lot of cost comes in. This is always clear who's liable, right? When we talk about the digital space, the crypto space, the digital coin space, the digital asset space, all of that, who is liable, what do we do in the unhappy flow, all of that hasn't been discovered yet. And so there is a huge challenge there to deal with that. There is going to be cost implementing that, but I think there was a massive opportunity doing that. And like waking up in 2040, the world and how we interact and how we trade and how money moves is going to be very different than what it is today, is what I think.
Yeah. Very well said. Well, thank you so much for coming to chat with us today.
Well, I'm going to look in the mirror and then decide whether I'm going to thank you or not.
Ready? Can you see that?
No. I just take
it all off there. There we go.
Wow. It looked very different.
Yeah, it's just a little bit of styling,
I love it. Awesome.
Cool.
Thank you very much.
No worries.
Ooh, I like the mohawk.
Yeah, maybe a little bit mullety as
do
well.
Do you have a bit of green spray? No, just joking. Thanks a lot. No,